This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving. Just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. All we've heard for so long is how great pets are for you and your health. Well, now, there is a new report out in the British Medical Journal, BMJ, that says having a pet does not seem to slow down the aging process for humans after all. This new research shows that pet owners actually appear to have the same physical and psychological health levels as non-pet owners, according to the experts who conducted this experiment at University College London and Cambridge University. Researchers analyzed figures for more than 8,700 adults, with an average age being 67. A third of participants owned a pet, with 18% of those having a dog, 12% had a cat, 3% had, you know, like a bird or a reptile or something. And then after taking into account variables such as smoking and drinking, the researchers found no evidence of any strong association of any type of pet ownership with things like walking speed, lung function, a person's grip strength or balance, blood inflammatory markers, memory, or even depression. And they say these results held true after separate studies of male and female pet owners as well. But they add, this was an observational study, so no firm conclusions can be drawn about the cause and effect, but they are sure that there are no health benefits.
You see, I always thought that you would get older from having the pets because they keep you up all night long. For my cat who's visiting me at 3 a.m, I'm getting less sleep, and that's aging me pretty fast.
Hal does make a good point. I mean, my pets, I think, have kept me up at night more than anything else ever.
I don't know. Maybe you guys ought to try a bulldog or a pit bull because they seem to sleep through the night.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, if you got a puppy this year, or maybe you're considering adding another dog to your family in the new year, here is the list of the most popular dog names. The top five male dog names. Number five is Jack. Buddy is number four on that list. Cooper is third. Then Charlie at number two. And the number one male dog name again this year is, I will let Hal say it because you know what it is.
It's Max.
Yeah. And it has been for what, at least the last 5 years? A long time.
Yeah.
But the top female dog names, top five, Lola is at number five. Luna is fourth. Then Daisy at number three. Lucy is number two on the list. So have three L's there. And then once again is... Hal?
Bella?
Bella is number one once again. Most popular name for girl dogs in the country.
Wow.
But what are, here you can guess if you want, the up-and-coming names, or maybe those that are just popular for the moment due to some, you know, movie or something like that out there. They say the Netflix series Stranger Things definitely had some influence on pet names in the year, with the name 11 up 166%. Star Wars names like Rey and Leia are up 70% this year. And in another category, nostalgic names inspired by shows like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, also the Spice Girls and Harry Potter, made up only 3% of all dog names. But the name, nostalgic name, Nirvana, was up 171%.
Hear Nirvana, hear Nirvana.
I know, that sounds kind of weird, doesn't it?
Did you say the name 11?
Yeah, from Stranger Things. Did you see Stranger Things? You see, if you haven't seen Stranger Things, you wouldn't get it. But 11
right,
was...
Right, Stranger Things, I had to look it up. It's a sci-fi kind of horror show.
Yeah.
We watched it.
It's on Netflix, by the way. And then the main character is named 11.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... I get it, totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime you need it at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio, and we're moments away from the show ending, and we're going to go take our dogs for a walk. They know exactly when the show's going to end. They know exactly
they
when their walk's coming.
They do. Yes, they do.
You walk. There's a little place you walk called the Cloisters, which is a path.
Yeah.
And you don't leash your dog when you do that. Your dog is off leash. Is that correct?
You know, I walk. I'm a dog walker. I walk other dogs. I keep on a leash. But mine, I can trust to take off the leash.
Really?
And she stays. She'll wander around. But if anybody approaches or any dog approaches, she's right by my side and walks immediately by my side until they pass us.
Does anybody freak out? I mean, do people come your direction and say, oh, that dog's not on a leash? What?
You know what? She's only 9 pounds, so no, people aren't frightened or fearful. But I have seen other dogs now that I'm fearful of that aren't on leash that approach me. And I'm fearful sometimes for my dog.
We welcome to the show Stephanie Coleman. She's the manager of the puppy department at the Guide Dogs of America. I didn't know that they had
I love that
department.
Job.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
That is a pretty cool job that you have there.
It is a pretty good job.
So what is it exactly that you do there with the puppies?
So I am responsible for recruiting all of the wonderful volunteers who raise these puppies for us. We utilize volunteer foster homes to raise the puppies for the first 18 months of their lives before they come back into formal training or sort of go off to guide dog college, as we like to call it. So I am the lucky person who gets to recruit and then support those wonderful volunteers throughout their puppy raising experience.
So you deal with a lot of behavior issues. I'd like to know if you can tell us a little bit about how to deal with a dog that is off leash that's approaching you or approaching you and your dog. I mean, that's a scary situation.
Yeah, especially if they're aggressive.
Absolutely. I mean, I will say, you know, I've been a professional dog trainer for 15 plus years. And certainly when I'm out with my own dogs, particularly if I'm someplace and I have my dogs on leash, seeing somebody's loose dog coming toward us, whether it's, you know, with a person or just a loose dog sort of roaming at large, it always gives me pause for concern because you don't know, you know, necessarily if the dog's coming up to be friendly or coming up to start problems. And the other issue there is it's not always about the other dog, right? Sometimes you're with dogs who don't appreciate dogs they don't know sort of invading their personal safety bubble. So yeah, it can be a tough thing. And if you have a dog that you know is uncomfortable with that, it's very difficult to not panic a little bit, which of course, you know, always makes that worse. So the first thing I tend to suggest for people is whenever you're out with your dog, whether your dog is friendly, whether your dog's working through some challenges, whatever the case may be, take advantage of that time and pay attention to your dog. And it's tough because we always have cell phones and so many people you see out with their dog, but they're really paying more attention to their phone. So being proactive and being aware of your surroundings is probably the best piece of advice I can give people, because then you know you know, you can maybe spot potential trouble up ahead, and you're less likely to feel like you're suddenly being ambushed.
Well, you know, I tried to avoid places. I've learned in my neighborhood where I walk where these dogs are, and I avoid them. But there have been places where I was surprised, where I'm walking by a bush, and this dog, his actual name is Nitro, and he is explosive, came exploding out from the bush 2 feet from me with no time for me to react, except for I have to admit, I screamed. I had, I had two pugs, and I didn't have time to get between them or to pick my pugs up or to do anything. I screamed.
Now, Stephanie, I'm thinking that her reaction to this was probably not the right reaction.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all only human, and when something literally jumps out and catches us off guard like that, we are probably going to react with some sort of a scream or a whoa or some sort of startle. What I tend to do in that situation, I like to raise my own dogs to believe that when we're out together, it's my job to keep the pack safe. I don't necessarily want my dogs to feel like they have to carry that burden on their shoulders.
Uh-huh.
So if I have some sort of maybe less than perfect reaction, like, oh my gosh, or I scream, I do often carry treats on walks. And the first thing I'll do is feed my own dog, right? Like, mom screamed, but wait, here's a treat. Let's not all panic. You know, I don't want my dogs to necessarily go, wow, it must be really bad. Listen to her. She's freaking out. So I do always try to reinforce my dogs just for remaining calm or not joining in if I'm having a more reactive moment because somebody's caught me off guard.
So remaining calm is key. What about getting in between the dog? I hear two different schools of thought on this.
I've done that.
Yeah?
Well, yes.
I would think that could be dangerous.
It's my job to protect these dogs. They're in my care.
Right. I mean, I'll certainly, if I see a dog coming, I totally agree. Avoiding confrontation is always your best bet. So if I see a dog up ahead, I'll turn around and walk the opposite way. If a dog keeps approaching, you know, and maybe I'm trapped and I don't have a great escape exit at that moment, I will absolutely put myself between my dog and the unknown dog. And I'll sort of be saying, you know, hey, get back, go on. If I have treats with me, I'll try tossing a handful of treats, and that'll often get the dog who's coming up in your space to sort of go, oh, cookies. You know, and turn, and now while he's distracted,
run.
You know, snorting up Scooby snacks, that gives you your few seconds to turn and bail. But, you know, I'll carry some sort of deterrent spray, and it's citronella in a can. So it's certainly not harmful to the dog that's, you know, rapidly approaching and about to sort of invade your space. But it's unpleasant enough that it will back most dogs off.
We are with Stephanie Coleman. She's the manager of the puppy department at the Guide Dogs of America. She's telling us what to do just in case we have a negative dog encounter when we're walking our dogs. Stick around.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
Happy holidays from your friends at Fido Friendly Magazine. The fall winter issue is available now for your dog to sniff out all the great Fido Friendly hotels and great products to set all tails wagging. This is the must-have issue of the year. So subscribe today at FidoFriendly.com with code HONEY and get a 15% discount. Make this a gift for an additional $10 for your Fido-loving friends and have a Fido-fabulous holiday.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.